night.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. It's Friday. Finally, we're here. Finally here this week.
And hey, also, it's Friday again, Kyle.
And hey, also finally, it's Friday. I feel like, did we skip one or what happened?
Yeah, certainly not switching to a Friday only.
Right.
We missed Tuesday.
We can't do that. We can't do that. Well, we are here.
It was my fault.
September 15th, 2016. Don't worry. Fridays are they're a much better day. They're a much better day, right? All the good things happen on Fridays. It's the day before a typical 2-day weekend. It is also a day that it's probably the last time that you have on your alarm clock set to wake you up at a time that is earlier than your normal time, unless you're
What are you talking about?
Unless you're getting push notifications now for your friends who have updated to iOS 10 and Watch OS 3 and getting push notifications saying that they completed a workout at 7 in the morning. 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. So this morning, I still have my iPhone 6, as you do. And I also still have my Apple Watch, and I wear my Apple Watch on the daily.
Do you wear it when you sleep?
I do not wear it when I sleep. Okay. I put it on the little charger.
Okay, so it's sitting next to your bed.
Yes, but
next to your head.
So around
your sleepy head.
Around 6:30 a.m. this morning, I get a push notification from our good friend James, who had just completed a running workout.
Oh, good for him!
And I got the notification.
Wait, why did you get the... Oh, are you like challenging him?
We are now friends on the new Apple Ringling Brothers activity tracker thing.
You know who else you should be friends with?
You.
That's right. Starting today, because I'm going to get my watch in today.
Super excited! It was a little longer, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That was extended.
It's one of those breathing exercises with the new Watch OS 3. That's right. If you just breathe in.
Hey, morning show branded breathing exercises.
We're going to walk you through a morning show breathing exercise. Breathe in. Breathe out. Not as exciting.
You might sound like Randall.
Yes.
Fred Randall.
Hey. Hey. So anyway,
hold on. Before you move on. The best line of that whole film.
Yeah.
To me is astronaut Fred Randall.
Yeah. It's really good.
Exclaims and he goes, I can't hit that it's frequency.
It's also the hands moving.
Yeah.
At that time.
He knocks the guy into the table.
Yep.
And then he hits someone else.
The guy who got in an accident. Yes, that he was trying to beat out for the thing.
Wasn't me.
There's your Rocket Man chat.
Great movie. So I'm getting push notifications now from Watch OS 3 people who have decided to friend me.
Well, you can turn that off.
I'm sure I can, but
you just haven't figured it out yet.
It was also unexpected. Like, great way to make me feel terrible in the morning when I just woke up. I just had my coffee. He's an hour ahead of me.
I was going to say that's the difference here is that he's in mountain time and so he's got an hour jump on you. So you shouldn't feel bad. That means you have an hour from that point you get the notification. You have an hour hour to beat him. It's like a challenge.
No, almost. It's not a challenge because
yes, no, yes, you should treat it like that. I'm going to treat it like that.
No, absolutely not. If I have,
I'm going to.
If I okay, well, then you'll see.
I'm going to beat him. You're gonna every time he sends me a notification because he already did it, and I have an hour to beat it. Unless it's like an hour and 10 minute workout, then I can't beat it.
Right.
Well, although I could compress 70 day. Minutes into 60 minutes
right.
by spinning on the earth quicker. I don't know how that works.
You know what? I'm going to start a workout right now. Screw this. I'm starting a workout right now.
Okay. What are you jogging in place?
Let's see.
I'm going to be doing jumping jacks the whole show.
Outdoor walk, outdoor run, outdoor cycle, indoor walk, and then et cetera, et cetera. Elliptical, rower, stair stepper.
There you go. Rower.
Rower Gardner. Apple Watch workouts would like to access your location. Okay, but what?
Have you never done one?
No. Mm-mm. What's a workout? Oh, man. Precious. I just did not expect to get it. Now, the issue is, if I had friends in the UK...
Burn.
The UK... I hate you. I hate you so much right now.
Go ahead. If you had friends in the UK.
If I had friends in the UK, which I do not at all, and they were working out as I was trying to get to sleep, it's 11 p.m. on the East Coast or on the West Coast, excuse me. And
they're 7 a.m. over
there. They're waking up and they're completing a workout and I'm getting push notifications. Come on. Like that's awful. It's a terrible experience. I think makes me feel terrible. And now what do I do? Do I get up and start working out? This is going to ruin my life. These push notifications.
I think the best way that those should work is, especially if somebody's in a different time zone, no matter what, it should only notify you at the exact time it would be in your time zone, right? So let's say our good friend James was working out at 7:30 his time. You would get the notification at 7:30 your time.
All right. So I'm rowing right now.
Would that be better?
That would be better, but I would say
it's like a snoozed notification.
I like the updates at the end of the day. Something that tells me, hey, listen.
hey, guess what? You wasted your day not exercising.
You may have had plans to work out sometime during the day. I've got to say also, A typical cardiovascular workout is not part of my routine. I typically just walk around and right now I'm actually rowing. I don't know if you can tell. Can you see me? Can you see me?
I would not want to see this.
Okay. That's good.
Please. No,
I think it's tracking my heart rate right now as well. And my knees are starting to hurt.
Have you ever been on a rowing machine?
Nope.
The one with like the slidey chair, like in House of Cards, the one that he uses, you know, with the big rope and the.
I have that one somewhere. Let's see. How long?
Kyle, what'd you call it?
How long is it going to take me to find it?
Kyle finds the sound on the soundboard. In the morning. Now here's the problem is that you're taking too long to find it. I could just recreate. There you go. Mm-hmm. I could recreate it, but
Nope.
You got it too quick.
That is right. I'm ready to move on to some headlines, Kenny.
Yeah, let's do it.
As soon as this is up. Oh God. Oh God.
These are today's headlines.
It's going to be that kind of day. It really is.
Okay. I believe you that it's today's headlines, Kyle. Twitter's new longer tweets are coming on September 19th. Ah, freak out, everybody. Freak out. Ah!
I'm still rowing.
September 19th. The Twitter will cut down on exactly which types of content count towards the platform's 140 character limit. Media attachments like images, GIFs, videos, polls, etc., and quoted tweets will no longer reduce that count of 140 characters. The extra room for text will give users more flexibility in composing their messages. Twitter first announced this plan to stop counting extras like photos and videos. That was back in May, but they gave no firm update or no firm date on when the shift would occur. So don't freak out, everybody. It's not them going, you know what, 140 is not enough. Let's shift it to 280. No, this is just them saying, if you put an image in there, it's not going to count against your 140 limit.
Yeah.
Which that's a good thing, I think. Because most of the time people like to attach images to their tweets, but it does take away from, you know, because you got to either put the URL in there or whatever, and it takes away from your total count.
Do you know if you have to use the actual Twitter app to do this, or is it just going to be like baked into their API?
Mm, that's a good question. Yeah. And I'm sure that the Twitter apps that, you know, the third party apps, I'm pretty sure that they've got wind of this. Of maybe the program change.
Pew,
and
pew,
so they've pew, pew. Just like that. Mm-hmm. And they just go, pew, pew, let's change it.
Let's put them in, put them right in there.
I do a little ray gun animation there.
Moving on. I'm rowing.
Uber launches historic self-driving fleet in Pittsburgh. Self-driving passenger vehicles have officially hit the road in Pittsburgh, Kyle, because Uber launched its trial fleet on Wednesday, making the ride-hailing company the first to make self-driving cars available to the American public as a ride-sharing dealio, because there are already self-driving things in America. I don't know why that they say Uber is the first. Google has been doing it for like a year. Mountain View.
They've been probably doing it for a little bit longer than that with those Lexus cars that
I'm talking about the little pods.
Okay. Ah, that you just get inside and you. Okay.
Yeah. No steering wheel.
But this
it's
is
really
this
just is for open, Google employees,
right? This is open to the public. You can hail a ride and have it show up.
So, I guess yes, available to the American public. That's the first.
Mm-hmm.
Weird caveats. Anyway, interestingly, Kyle, Uber's semi-autonomous cars only need a human driver for certain maneuvers like parking, driving in inclement weather, and driving through areas with flaggers. You know what a flagger is?
I don't think we can use that word.
Okay. The technology currently reads all pedestrians alike and cannot follow the specific and specific movements of a crossing guard or a construction worker. In these instances, the human operator will take control. And during the Pittsburgh trial, each self-driving Uber will have a trained vehicle operator behind the wheel and a testing engineer to analyze data. So there's two guys sitting in front. One guy's got a clipboard. The other guy's just kind of watching the wheel turn. And just keeping his hands up, just going, is it my turn?
Yes.
And the person in the back is just, you know, clenching onto the back seats with dear life, going, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh apparently is one of those super unsafe cities to drive in. And what they're trying to do is reduce, recycle, and reuse the numbers of accidents inside that city. So I don't know if this will actually help or not. But
I think it's a good test.
Yes.
I think that's what they did.
I've got an update about the workouts that happened this morning that we were just talking about. I finished my rowing exercise with my open goal.
5 minutes.
I know. And I only worked out for about 3 of those minutes.
How sweaty is it now? How sweaty is the room that you're in?
Super sweaty. I'm quite literally in a closet.
At the start of the show.
24 calories burned. But our good friend James actually sent me a notification saying that he got into the shower with his glasses on. So I'm thinking that there's something about Watch OS 3 that is ruining lives right now.
Okay, we're definitely going to have James on the show and have him explain his weird routine to us.
This isn't
how he reports it.
This isn't typical, by the way. This is, I believe that was one of those pre-composed messages that you can send back when you receive messages on the watch. You'll see when you're part of the club, when you're actually part of the cool people club and you have friends, you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, Kyle, when I have friends in the UK.
Yeah.
Okay, UK, okay. Ford Motor Company intends to start selling driverless cars to the public by about 2025, its CEO said. He says, actually, quote, the goal is to lower costs enough to make autonomous vehicles affordable to millions of people.
Affordable.
Uh-huh. I thought that Ford wanted to do this by 2020, but maybe it just wants driverless cars on the road by 2020. And then by 2025, it's going to say, all right, everybody gets one.
Yeah, you could just buy one now.
They'll have a premium, you know, like 60K version in 2020, and then 2025 they'll have a 20K version or something like that.
Yeah.
just like Tesla wants to do. And Tesla's, you know, they're pushing the envelope across the table and ripping it.
Do I open it or what do I do with
this? I don't know, Kyle. But Kyle, after starting with sales of robot taxis to ride hailing services by 2021, around mid-decade, this is a quote by the CEO, by mid-decade, we'll make vehicles available for people to purchase for themselves, he said.
I really wish
you someone, got your dates weird, buddy.
Yeah, I wish someone would just purchase a car for me. That's ideal. Give it to 2025 and someone maybe will buy a car for me.
Kyle.
Yes.
The future is not going to be people owning cars. It's going to be people just doing Uber and Lyft and everything. You're not going to have to own anything. You're just going to go, I need a $7 ride to, you know, across town. And that's it. And then that car takes you and then you're done.
Well, the thing is,
why would you own anything?
We all share cars. Hey, I was making communist jokes before this show started. You can go over to patreon.com/morningshow to get in on that if you care.
Yeah, you get pre-show and post-show.
And post-neo-conservative communism.
Moving on, Apple iPhone 7 sets sales records, carriers say. Oh, by the way, that launches today. If you were waiting in line, the Apple store. What? Go ahead.
Dumb, dumb.
Mm-hmm. If you're waiting in line at the Apple store, too bad, because iPhone 7 Plus, they were completely sold out.
Surprise.
I think online sales completely took the stock all the way out. None were in the stores for public purchase.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
What?
Yeah.
What is the point of that?
What Apple did, I think, if you maybe reserved one at the store, you know, if you have it delivered to the store and you go wait in line and you go try to pick it up. I think if they didn't have one in stock, you got an iPhone 7 and a $100 gift card.
Ugh.
Yeah. Weird. But anyway, Kyle, Apple may not be releasing figures about its iPhone 7 sales, but that hasn't stopped carriers T-Mobile and Sprint from announcing that the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus phones have broken their own records. T-Mobile said the opening day of pre-sales for the iPhone 7 on September 9th set a single day sales record for any smartphone in the U.S. company's history. It also said the phones broke records for pre-registration, beating both the iPhone 6S and iPhone 6. Yeah, of course it's going to happen every year. They're going to break every single record. It's fine.
Kenny, this is the biggest iPhone ever. It's the fastest and it's the betterest one.
I think it's good that the tier 3 and tier 4 carriers, T-Mobile and Sprint, are saying that people are buying phones on their networks. That's good. That's good news, right? More competition.
Well, they're trying to get into whatever
payment plans. Look at us, everybody. We have sales records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Kyle, Amazon's cheaper Echo Dot improves voice recognition and is available in black and white today. Woo! Amazon unveiled it, I think, on Wednesday.
Yep.
And it's priced at just $49.99. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to buy five, you get one free. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's five. So you have a total of six.
Yes.
That way you just have
half a dozen
with you at all times.
it's one for every day of the week, except for one day, because you don't care about that day.
I would love one in the car.
So having Alexa in the car?
Yes.
What is that going to do for you?
So I could get into the car and say Alexa, read me my flash briefing. And she would, as I'm driving off to work, she could roll me through my flash briefing from the day, you know, the news, and just say, like, start a radio station.
Is that what Alexa or slash the Echo can do when you're not in the car?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted it to do a feature that it already does.
Yeah, I just want it on the move. Exactly. I don't want it to start my car or anything. Alexa, start my car. Alexa, drive me to the store.
Alexa, shift in a second.
And there's someone named Alexa sitting in the driver's seat. Like, can I just get out now, please? Like, I'm sick of being here.
I think it'd be great if you brought this on an Uber ride and your driver's name was Alexa.
Right. But autonomous.
Oh, yeah. Like autonomous Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's not right.
I don't think that's it. Well, those were your headlines, Kyle. I hope you had a good time, and so did I.
I always do. Thank you so much for that. Kenny, this episode of Morning Show is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about FeedPress like I do every time the headlines are finished and we're waiting to move on to the next segment. That's how this works. FeedPress is a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform, featuring accurate subscriber, podcast download, and geolocation tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface, and wrapping all that up, that's everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. You just plug in that little URL right into iTunes, and they're like, guys, this looks great, validated. Also over a radio. Now, Kenny, FeedPress features 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly and a new podcast post creation system. You can easily add show notes, artwork, and upload 4 high-quality bitrate MP3s per month. That's exactly what we do, but we double that because usually we're here on both Tuesdays and Fridays. Upgrading storage is easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte, and that keeps rolling with you. They also offer an automatic migration tool so you can make the transition with ease. Just answer a few simple questions, Kenny, and the rest is taken care of. So FeedPress, I will say, is also trusted by many popular blogs and podcasting networks, just like us, goodstuff.fm, and the Electric Shadow Network, Sideshow Network, Unprofessional, The New Disruptors, Inessential, The Brooks Review, and 512 Pixels. All of those. So what you're going to want to do is sign up, try it for 14 days with no contracts or any commitments. It's feed.press on your website maker thing. You just type it right in there, or just type FeedPress. You'll find it. Come on, you know how Google works. Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW. When you do check out after that 14-day period, you'll get 10% off your first year. A huge thanks to FeedPress for their support. Thanks, guys. Got a couple of fun facts for you, Kenny.
Yeah, the ad read song ended exactly right.
It's called being a professional.
No, that's luck.
Possibly, yes. A group of lemurs is called a conspiracy.
Oh.
I'm not sure if that's true or not.
A conspiracy of lemurs.
I'm not sure. What actual conspiracy could exist that would involve lemurs? Probably some sort of ancient alien theory, potentially.
No, that would just be a theory. The lemurs would have had to do something bad or something, right?
Yeah, like we are unsure whether or not they
did something bad. They blamed it on someone else, but it was actually the lemurs.
Right.
And there's a conspiracy of lemurs causing conspiracy of lemurs.
Oh, awful.
What?
Awful. I know. Okay. The future lemur government with
lemurocracy.
No,
lemurocracy?
Yes.
I can't do that one.
That's okay, lemurocracy.
Lemurocracy.
Just go ahead and write that one down, Dr. Brian. Okay, thank you. Kenny, another fun fact for you. Blue jeans are nearly 6,000 years old.
Whose jeans? My jeans?
Your jeans.
My blue jeans
are nearly 6,000 years old. From Peru.
Peru.
It's actually indigo dyed cotton worn as a clothing. So not.
Oh, I'm looking at these pictures right now.
Not exactly like your Lee dungarees, but close. Close enough, right?
Wow. This was 6,000 years?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of macadamia nuts.
See, here's the thing.
Yep.
There are things that they discover from, you know, ancient civilizations. I don't even think the general public today could do this. The way that these fabrics are woven and everything, I don't think that there are...
We have machines to do that now. Come on.
Yes, machines. What I'm saying is that ancient civilizations with the tiniest of knowledge that they had back then
were able to do this kind of stuff. They had the drive and the
They wanted those blue jeans. They wanted to be hip and cutting edge.
Right.
And blue.
I just... There's something missing.
Dabba-dee-dabba-die.
I don't think they had Eiffel 65.
Dabba D indigo die.
Eiffel 6,000 years ago. Do you think they were...
That's going in the titles.
Do you think they were actually trying to find out ways to be cooler, right? Like, we know... We're cave people. I don't know, 6,000 years ago. This is going to be terrible. I'm going to offend some paleo diet person somewhere.
You're going to offend all the mummies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to come and get you, Kyle.
I'm so, so sorry.
Hi, Mom.
So sorry.
Whoa. Did you just call her mother old?
No.
Mummy?
Mommy. I was hoping that it would sound like mum. A little bit.
Mum.
Mum. Sound.
Anyway,
sound
where were you like going with mum. This, Kyle?
So I was just going to, I wasn't really going anywhere with it. I was just hoping that the blue jeans would be a measure of how cool you were 6,000 years ago. And people would try to up themselves with blue jean making prowess.
Well, so these blue jeans are, I guess you would call these the most faded, right? Like they have faded blue jeans.
Like, yeah, ultra faded.
These would be like the faded, best kind of faded jeans.
Faded glory.
And ripped
Mervins,
like Mervins, like this. These would be top notch. These would sell for quite a pretty penny.
Yep, like they're already ripped up. You see that?
Yeah.
Like
that's
you
what I'm saying.
You touch them and they dissolve.
Those are some legit blue jeans, right?
You never wash them in 6,000 years. You never wash them. You have to soak them a bit, but you never actually wash them.
You put them on your skin and your skin absorbs it.
You become the blue jean.
That
is how we actually spread our genes 6,000 years ago. We made them and then we wore them.
That's awful.
Hey, I got another fact for you here.
Perfect.
This one's actually an image, so we can both click on this.
Okay.
IKEA prices its umbrellas depending on if it's raining or not.
Okay, now explain from the photo. When it's more expensive.
So it's more expensive.
Also, try to pronounce umbrella in...
During the apocalypse. Umbrella or Grosby.
Grosby.
Grosby. Grosby.
Anyway.
Grosby? So,
yes. Grosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay. I'm deleting that and removing that. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so when is it more expensive?
So it's more expensive, Kenny. Actually, when it is sunny outside, it's $4.99 when it's sunny outside, and there's a reported rainy day special. When it's actually raining outside, it's $2.50. So half the price.
Half off.
50% off.
Go ahead.
That's all I was going to say. 50% off.
What I was going to say.
Leading is, tone.
This is the opposite of what I would do in... Roller Coaster Tycoon. You could sell umbrellas for when the weather was inclement and rainy.
Right.
And I would up the prices to get more money. Because everyone's going to buy an umbrella when it's raining.
Right.
Duh.
I feel like that is what...
You sell them for $1 when it's sunny. And then when it's raining, $10.
So this is... Yeah. This is like IKEA is just trying to be nice. Unless your IKEA is okay with just a whole bunch of wet people.
Although, who would buy an umbrella when it's sunny? That's the thing. Who buys an umbrella when it's sunny?
Maybe it's sunny outside.
Cloudy? I could see somebody buying an umbrella because they're saying, you know what? There's a chance. I might as well be prepared. But sunny? There's zero chance. It's sun. There's a sun out there.
Unless the sun is raining photons and you want to actually, you know, save yourself from the raining photons.
the solar flare umbrella.
That's right. It'll protect you. It's like a space blanket for your face.
It only protects a certain area.
Yeah. Just above.
If you hold it the right way.
Above your head. Just be sure not to uncover part of your body, because then the full force of the sun will rain down upon you. Enjoy.
Scary.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the full force of the sun raining down upon you, Kenny, I'm timing the readiness for a national day. Today's national day. Let's just keep going. Today's National Food Day, Kenny, is National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day.
Is it now? No. Is it now?
No.
I'm trying to get you to recognize the note that I put into the show notes.
What happened? Did I put the wrong date in? No.
This is the first National Food Day that we ever celebrated here on the show.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Episode 71 was our first National Food Day episode.
Wasn't it?
That can't be true. That absolutely cannot be true. Please find the blue jeans of morning show.
Wasn't it? Didn't we do this one? It was the same week we did like Cheeseburger Day, and we got cheeseburgers, and then we got cinnamon raisin. We bought cinnamon raisin bread so we could eat it.
I remember this.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if it was the first day.
Oh, man.
Dang it. Now I got to look. Now I got to check it.
How long has it been?
Oh. It's been a while. 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Okay.
So happy 2-year anniversary to Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day being in our lives. We don't have bread with us today. We actually have a different Food Friday item here to celebrate, but that's fine.
Well, that happens at the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. Scrolling. I'm looking back. Keep
so let me tell you a little bit about National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, Kenny, because it's celebrated annually on this day in history. Of course, this bread is often one of the most requested in bakeries across the country. Why? I have no idea, but it's naturally sweet. The aroma created from the bread as the baking bread is baked, will make anyone drool.
Update.
Tell me.
National Cheeseburger Day was the first day that we celebrated. Second day was National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day.
Okay.
So, good. Second.
I feel okay about that. So,
2 years ago.
Happy second anniversary to the second National Food Day that we ever celebrated.
See, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
All the twos.
Number two.
Music.
You know, I heard a radio commercial.
Yeah.
On the AM radio the other day. It's a commercial about like people going into the doctor to talk about poop, I guess.
Okay.
And it has like a dramatization of somebody explaining, I guess, to the doctor or just to anyone in particular. She says something like, sometimes my number twos look like a number three, if that's even a thing. And I thought, ew, why are you telling anybody that?
By the way, when you say
my number two looks like, stop that. You're on the radio. Even if it's a commercial.
Well, it's a dramatization. They're trying to explain to you that if they're willing to say that in public, that you should be able to talk about it with your doctor, Kenny.
Oh, hey, no. I would tell my doctor all the dirty details of my poop. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it on the radio, though. Even if it's not true, lady who's talking, actress who read the script on the radio ad.
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure that she was really uncomfortable reading that in the studio.
No.
Going, are you guys sure about this?
She's thinking, I get paid to do this. Whatever. Who cares? Nobody's going to recognize my voice anyway because I'll disguise it. I'll make it sound like I am in
constipated.
Pain.
Constipated.
Yes, exactly.
My number two.
I'm wired for the next 3 years.
You know, I said that like 3 years ago, Kyle.
That is true. So you're no longer wired. Welcome to reality. Hi.
Oh, not 3 years ago. Almost three.
We're about ready to celebrate our whole 3-year anniversary of this show coming up in like 6 months. So I'm excited.
In half a year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just about
we'll,
ready.
We'll make it.
We're preparing for it right now. We're already starting to prepare for it. You know, like
sure. We have all these things planned.
We're packed early. We're ready to go.
You know, my number twos look like number threes.
Yes. That'll be the theme for this anniversary. when your number threes look like number twos.
What? No, opposite.
What? So what do you think about cinnamon raisin bread, Kenny?
I told you 2 years ago that toasting it makes it better because it brings up the cinnamon.
And that is what we tried in that episode. We tried toasting it and we tried a little bit of butter. I do like whatever brand I got. Yeah. Put that thing away. Put it away. Who's working out now? What's happening?
No, Apple's telling me my order is on its way.
Are you kidding me? Okay. Is that coming today?
It's coming today. You'll get all of my notifications in just a few hours.
No thanks. Okay. Yeah, but I did try it out. Toasted. It was great. I'm okay with it. The raisins still a little snotty. Not really what I enjoy. If I can pull things out of the bread while the bread is stationary with my teeth and not get full bread enclosed in my bite, it's a less ideal situation for.
But you got to find the bread that has the least amount of raisins to be considered cinnamon raisin bread.
I agree.
Right?
I completely agree. Like a 1% raisin to 99% bread.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Cinnamon bread. Are the raisins cinnamon or is the raisin?
No, there's a cinnamon swirl in the bread.
Okay.
And the it makes it really sweet bread. It's already a thick bread, but it's all dense.
I don't think there are sweet breads in it, but okay.
No. Mm. Kyle. I don't know. You're making me want some though right now.
Ah, yeah. That's fine. Why not?
Yeah. I'm sure I could wash down that cinnamon raisin bread with what we have for Food Friday.
But that's not the segment that we're
just
doing
another tease.
Right now, Kenny.
Ah!
Moobert.
No, you are.
That should be what a number three is called. A moobert. I just mooberted myself. How you feeling today? Well, my mooberts are a little...
Yeah, pee, you got poo, you got a moobert. You got
grubby chili fingers, yeah.
It's just a little loose. It's fine.
I think chili fingers should be a number three.
Blah. All right, Kenny. Let's just pause this music here because this moobert is the world's first online music producer.
Okay.
You have to put your email in.
That's fine. I'll put my email.
And moobert.
Why does it have a big line through it?
I don't know because it's bad.
It's just the terrible style.
Yeah.
The design.
So it's a website that will compose music for you.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're listening to right now. So it has a choice between ambient, trap, psytrance, chill step, liquid funk, and deep house, Kenny. All the fun little subgenres there.
Okay.
So I don't know, what do we want to choose? What do you want to hear? Because this is all being generated right now in this webpage by a computer. No actual human is making this music right now.
So it's just random does it have an input source controlling it?
No, this is completely random. So what you are hearing is different from what I am hearing. So anyone in the world.
That's not right.
No.
We're all hearing the same thing from your feed.
Okay, true. That's okay. I misspoke then.
Anybody who launches a new iteration or a new,
a new thing of it. Browser, a new instance.
Instance, that's what I was thinking of.
They will hear a completely different.
This sounds a lot like the soundtrack to No Man's Sky.
A little, yeah, okay, a little bit. Yep, I hear it.
That game, it really kind of draws out that ambient kind of techie sound based on what you're doing. That one I think is similar to what this is doing, right?
Yeah, it seems like
It's all based on your movement and it just stretches it out. And then when you do something kind of spectacular, it changes so that you know that you did something spectacular. Oh, this is pretty good. So this is just random trap.
It's pretty much just hitting random with a bunch of samples. And putting it in some sort of format to make it sound like it's the subgenre that you've chosen.
I'm not going to lie. This is pretty awesome.
Now, I don't know if it will just continue this song as its own thing forever. Or maybe
it evolves.
Seems like it is so far.
As long as it doesn't change tempo or something, right?
Or if it mixed some songs together, that would be okay.
This is excellent.
All right, so what do you think? Moving on to the next one here, Kenny.
This is upvote from me for sure.
So what do you think for the next segment? Got to bring in what? Deep house, maybe? Deep house ambient?
Sure, deep house.
I don't know how deep the house goes. I think it'd be a basement, but we'll just do that. Kenny, scientists reveal the most accurate depiction of a dinosaur ever created.
Okay.
This is called the Sitosaurus.
Garco, please.
All right, hold on. I gotta pause the music because the music's coming out of Garco right now.
I see.
So we wouldn't be able to hear him. So here we go.
Oh, this, Garco is Moobert?
This is the dinosaur that looks the most accurate, Kenny.
Okay.
Sitosaurus.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like a toy. It's got a beak. That's like a legitimate beak. With horns on the side of its face, nostrils above the beak, and eyes on either side of its head.
So 6,000 years ago.
That's what my description. Oh, and then it's got like, I don't know, hay or plants coming out of its tail. What is that? What the heck is that?
What do you mean?
Those are like the weirdest kind of feathers or whatever on the back.
He looks real happy.
He does look. It looks like a smile.
It looks like he's wearing a football for a helmet.
Not a football helmet?
No.
So he's like, hey, Arnold. He's a football head.
Yes. But like forward wise. If you talked out of the front of a football.
Okay. I'm looking at a. What is this? Like a fossil? It's got like skin fragments.
Yep.
That's like in the middle of a rock. How did that happen?
So what happened here was they found this fossilized, like almost complete dinosaur over in China. And a lot of these types of dinosaurs are commonly found across Asia. But this one in particular retained its fossilized soft tissues, feathers, fur, skin, stomach contents, and reproductive and digestive organs.
That's insanity.
So it's pretty much like it got squished between two rocks, and then they lifted up the shoe, and underneath was a dinosaur.
Right. Just they stepped on it 65 million years ago.
Right. Bigfoot.
Or however long this was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
100 million.
6,000, I think. This is in the same era of those.
It was wearing blue jeans when they found it.
That's right. That they took. Listen,
Dino blue jeans.
We're gonna need to take these pants real quick for inspection, but we will also take a look at your well preserved tissues.
I will say that this is pretty awesome.
Sounds like a doctor's visit to me.
And yeah,
well preserved tissues.
I have well preserved tissues, and it turns into a number 3. It's kind of weird.
Absolutely disgusting. Well, what do you
vote for me, buddy?
Okay, so you like the look of this dinosaur. You would think that Jurassic Park should be remade with all these.
I don't think that I wouldn't say that
footballs.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that this is the best model of a dinosaur just because you know, the dinosaur can look however a dinosaur looks. You don't have to start pigeonholing the dinosaur into one specific look. Not all of them had to look exactly the same. There were bigger ones. There were smaller ones.
So what?
Probably not a bigger one was crushed between two rocks and preserved all of its tissue.
Right.
So maybe the smaller ones look like this. That's fine. But don't say all dinosaurs should bow to this one.
Well, for now, that's the only choice we have. So all hail the Sitkosaurus, right. Kenny.
Maybe pick a different name for it, though.
Leader of the lemur government. Lemurocracy.
Lemur Republic.
Oh, it's so quiet. So quiet. I feel like we need a different music track for this next one. Oh, goodness. All right, Kenny.
Okay.
Drone racing is coming to ESPN.
Drone racing is coming. ESPN Ocho.
ESPN Radio. Drone Racing League. They call it the DRL. On Wednesday, they announced.
Darl.
Yeah. Wednesday, they announced there's going to be a first full season of this upstart organization being broadcast across the network. Please just watch this video because this is something else.
Oh no, I've seen this.
You've actually seen drone racing.
Yeah, I've seen videos. They race with VR headsets.
Yes. So you put on the little headset and you are seeing what the drone sees, and you go around these courses. It seems really intense. A lot of people are sitting down. I don't know why. Maybe you would get dizzy.
I don't know why I wouldn't sit down. I certainly wouldn't want to see this in real life because the danger of getting hit in the head by an errant drone,
mm-hmm.
a la what happened to our mother from the drone that I crashed into her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be afraid of that happening to me as a viewer of in the audience.
Right.
Because you're not seeing these great camera shots either. What you're watching is... That's it. That's all you're seeing. And they're also really tiny. I think that once we start improving the drones a lot better, and you get the drones that are like the size of a dog. Is it a burrito or a dog?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you clipped.
I know.
Angry. So clippy, I'm angry. I mean, backwards. So angry.
Is it a burrito or a dog?
Yeah, there you go. You had to turn up the music.
Yeah, I know.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
This is just turning into live remix. Uber should hire you.
Yeah, I think so. It's just me sitting in my closet playing these songs all day, live streamed in my pajamas.
I'm gonna upvote the DRL.
All right, okay.
As long as they make it, you know, I hope that they can give me the feed of the drone that the guy is seeing.
Yes,
like the first person view,
like NASCAR.
Of the drones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would sell it for me because it is NASCAR in the air. That's all it is. And you're flying through three-dimensional gates. I mean, it's like a video game.
Yeah, except it's real life.
I know, that's the coolest part.
Yeah.
Don't show me the guys wearing the VR headsets going, this is great. Don't show me that because no one wants to see that. They're going to get sponsorships, which is weird because it's a league, right?
Yep.
What are they going to put stickers on their drones or they're going to put stickers on their VR headsets?
Mm.
Which are they going to do?
Both.
Both. Right. Both.
They'll wear jerseys. There will be an official jersey to wear.
Uniforms.
Oh.
It's like a jumpsuit.
You look like like you're going into a flight simulator or an actual simulation of a flight.
Yeah. They have to wear the jumpsuit. Like racing uniform that, mm-hmm. that NASCAR drivers wear.
They shouldn't be wearing just the little headset VR things. It should be a full helmet experience.
Yeah, like Daft Punk helmet.
Yes. Like you have to wear the helmet. Oh, this. I like our DRL. Or we can't be DRL. We'll be Daryl then, I guess. We'll just add a letter.
Drone augmented reality league.
Lasers.
Racing.
Who added them?
I don't know.
Not sure. Not sure who added them. Kenny.
Yep.
Upvote.
Oh.
So there you go. Oh. Yeah. You ready to move on to the next segment?
I think I'm ready.
All right.
I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay. I would shake this in front of the microphone, but it would probably get all over me. Welcome to Food Friday, Kenny.
We need to capture that.
No, we don't.
Okay, here we go.
I did my workout earlier. I shook it a lot earlier.
Kyle, what do we have today?
We've got, Kenny, pumpkin pie soda.
Woo!
From Main Root. From the main vein, we've got the pumpkin pie soda.
Handcrafted ingredients include carbonated pure water, fair trade certified organic cane juice and spices. Caffeine free, fair trade certified.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. I don't expect this to be fantastic.
Or 40 grams of sugar, by the way.
Oh, hold on. Got to pause this so that we can actually hear you drinking it. So I'm going to open.
You didn't pause anything.
No, I'm going to open this up.
There we go. I got mine.
Oh, got it? Here, this.
Did you hear that?
Woo!
Oh, how did you? Is it twist off?
Yeah, it's twist off.
I'm putting all my weight into it.
I needed to work out some more.
I think I'm too sweaty.
That's disgusting. I wish you could smell this.
Oh, there
I wish
we this go.
Was a smelly.
There we go.
Yes, yeah, a smelly podcast, a smell cast. Because it doesn't smell bad.
Hold on. I lost the cap. Where'd the cap go?
Oh, it's over here, Kyle. I have it.
No, sit.
Is it embedded into your skin on your hand?
No, I
could. I didn't use my hand. I couldn't use my hand. So I used my shirt. I wrapped my shirt around the top of the bottle.
Yeah.
Ye old beer opening trick. And
it's gone.
It's missing.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone.
It's not in your shirt. It's in your skin.
No. It's not. Is it in my pants?
Oh, gross. Don't get it now.
Let's just
drink this.
I really have no idea. Is yours cold?
Yeah, I put mine in the fridge last night.
So did I. Okay. All right. So here we go, Kenny.
Okay. It smells like artificial anything. Everything. Okay. Let's take a taste.
So it's kind of...
Well, that's carbonated. Oh, that's a. Oh, what does that taste?
It's like cinnamon raisin bread. Okay.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Let me take another taste. It definitely does not taste like pumpkin pie.
It feels like it's getting super foamy in my mouth. Like it's creating a whole bunch of bubbles. It's right when it hits my teeth.
It's very carbonated. I'd say the taste, I'd say if you turned a gummy bear into a pumpkin pie gummy bear, that's what it tastes like.
Ugh.
I don't know why, but that's like the flavoring that it has.
Ugh.
Although that does not make my stomach feel very good.
Kenny,
I think I'm going to have a number three.
This track from Pumpkin Pie Soda is called Super Foamy. You're listening to some sort of Garko created music.
Where did we get the pumpkin pie soda, Kyle?
We got it at BevMo.
Okay, cool.
Beverages and More. Your local Beverages and More, I believe.
I don't know if I can drink very much of that.
So I've got some leftover coffee. Do I mix them?
Oh, do not mix them.
I'm going to mix them.
Oh, no. I will say, though, it tastes more like it's trying to be a marshmallow or like a bubblegum flavor than it is pumpkin pie. It's too sweet. Pumpkin pie has to have the spicy. And this doesn't have enough spicy.
Well, it doesn't have any of the creaminess that you get with the...
It doesn't have any of the crust in it. That's weird.
It doesn't have any crust either. Yeah. Where's that graham cracker crust? It doesn't have also the whip topping that you would put onto a pumpkin pie. If it was a cream soda, maybe I would.
That might be the difference. Maybe get this and a cream soda and combine them. That might make it taste better. Because this is really just carbonated sugar that doesn't taste very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not totally grossed out, I guess. I'm okay with this. If you're really, really into pumpkin spice everything.
If you're into pumpkin spice this season, this is the way to go.
I am burping a lot. Like a lot of burps.
My burps are coming out the other end.
Is that a number four? What would that be? I think it's a number four, which is a double cheeseburger with fries. Can I get...
That was yesterday, Kyle. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day.
That's right. Just coming out the back. Just Frank over there. that's how we get our number fours. I'm so sorry. It's what you ordered.
Already. Pumpkin spice Cheerios. Did you know that?
Yes, I do, and I'm willing to try it because there is a milk component in those.
Pumpkin spice M&Ms even. They do pumpkin spice everything now.
We tried, yeah, that's true.
What have you done, Starbucks? What have you done?
They've made a lot of poor choices in life and capitalized on the rainy day price of a pumpkin spice latte and then the pumpkin spice price. Of a pumpkin spice latte.
Spice price.
Mm-hmm. The spice is right. Hey, Kenny, show notes for this episode can be found over at morningshow.am. Also, if you'd like to, you can email us, kyle@goodstuff.fm. It'll come to me, but I will reveal and I will share the bounty with Kenny as well. He will be able to see these emails. Together. We will experience them together. Kyle@goodstuff.fm. Also, check out some of the other great shows on Good Stuff FM or for goodstuff.fm. That's how that works. Or you just search in your normal browser of choice. Just Good Stuff Broadcasting or Good Stuff Podcasts or, you know, type in some words. You know how this works. You know where to find us. So you should be able to find these other great shows. Non-Breaking Space, the At You Two podcast, and a couple of others that are coming back soon. So check it out. Please, if you would, subscribe today.
Dude, this pumpkin pie soda, man. It's wreaking havoc.
The smell?
You can't hear right now, but my stomach, it's like a battle zone. Oh. I mean, I've got civil war going on in my belly.
Well, go to patreon.com/morningshow because right after this episode is done, I'm going to make Kenny make his own poop commercial. Until then, have a great weekend. Goodbye.
See you later, guys. We'll be back on Tuesday. Tuesday is what I said. Tuesday.
Number Tuesday.